Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's a good idea, though. Using your phone as a light.
I call now.
Oh, it's my I wish you could see the setup that I have, which is in a closet. But I have my selfie stick hanging from.
Oh, this looks better. I'm gonna do this.
I have a it's my light hanging on a selfie stick, and I'm using my computer to prop it up.
Blog Talk is good.
Yeah, we should just get. You guys should just get these lights. I mean, they're inexpensive, like $40.
Give me a link.
We see the value in it now.
I think I look great, to be honest, but
today, yeah,
like
you have color, but sometimes in your room it does what Sid has.
I know. I found the filter that undoes my bad lighting.
I don't think
it really undoes it. It's just hiding it a little bit.
I was kidding. I said I'll get the light. Jesus.
I'm not attacking you.
I'm just kidding, Rob. I'm not. I'm not,
I'm
man.
Not
Are you
joke.
Serious? That was a joke. Well, I didn't think it was an attack.
All right. Oh, that looks better. So my phone light on.
It's good,
like
but
little...
it's still kind of blue. It's like a blue.
Yeah, that's just maybe if I make my computer less bright. Still blue?
No.
Yeah, that's just my computer hue. Oh, you know what I can do? I can make my computer warmer. Put a little
sitting
on
it.
No, it has this like little night shift effect where it like makes the screen more yellow.
Yeah.
There it is. Or is it just my screen?
It's just your screen. It didn't come through.
Never
mind. I'll send you the link. It's
okay,
the one
yeah.
that I got before, and
we'll just buy
somebody
one
gave me a hard
each
time.
Of us.
Huh?
Just buy one for each of us. I honestly was not expecting we would still be doing this at the time when I was giving it a hard time.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You also gave me a hard time, but I was talking about somebody else.
Oh, okay. Good. Take the tip. I think you're talking about me. Okay. Let's start. Okay. Gonna mute everybody. Remember to unmute.
Oh, yeah.
And here we go.
Go. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. While three of our hosts are currently buried under a foot of snow, our good friend Noah is enjoying another 70-degree sunny day in her new hometown. We're all definitely happy for you, and totally hope you don't fall boobs first onto a cactus during one of your hikes. We swear. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
We swear. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. Three of us are buried under snow. One of us is not. Hope you're happy, Noah.
I
Welcome.
Am.
It's
yeah,
Rob.
She's the one that is happy.
That's Noah, also with Sid and Durinsky. Dangerous Darren Delgado. Ooh. And it's another show.
That's
it. That's all we got. We're wrapping up. That's the show, folks. Thank you.
How are you guys doing? Like, how much snow is in New York City?
It is a surprisingly... large amount. It's like up to like halfway up my like between my knee and my ankle, I would say, when I was walking the dog this morning, which was
the dog. You mean Bobka? She has a name.
Yes.
And between your knee and ankle also has a name. It's called your shin.
It was somewhere.
Getting the name for everything.
It was somewhere in there. And then I had to sort of. Dig my car out, which wasn't as bad. Like some cars are just completely like I mean they have
which side of the street you're parked on, right?
Exactly. Some cars are so buried in because the plow, like the plows we have here in New York, for some reason they're angled to the right, so everyone on the right side of the street is completely buried in plowed snow. Left side is okay.
I always
this has been the weather report.
I always knew you were a far left activist.
Have you guys,
what they
like,
say about you in metal injection comment?
Has everyone been outside?
No.
Yeah. I didn't go outside since it snowed, but I had a lot of stuff going on.
Everything all right? Anything
yeah,
sure
no,
sure?
Not negative stuff, just tasks.
Just doing push-ups?
A little
burpees.
Bit of that. Mostly at school and stuff.
No.
Yeah, no, I did go outside. I even drove today, and it was like
where
pretty...
did you drive to?
To get my swim on, yo.
Oh,
do my workouts. That's right. Last week I went 5 days. Yesterday I didn't go yesterday. I didn't go yesterday because it was a blizzard, and
there
I figured
was like an emergency order to stay at home.
Yeah, I guess that kind of ruined it. And yeah. It was a good thing I didn't go because I believe the gym was closed anyway. That would have sucked. Like today when I got there, they were like, we're actually opening late. And I had to sit in my car for an hour and do some work.
For an hour? Good.
Yeah.
Hour.
I mean, I was already there and I really wanted to. Like, I enjoy swimming.
You're,
it's not like.
You're so committed to it. I am so proud of you.
Yeah. I'm very committed. Like,
Robert,
I'm
Robert Phelps.
I'm a regular fish.
I would have gone with Robert Spitz, but
well,
I don't even know the reference.
I don't know either.
And I do not.
Okay. Look it up.
What's the original? Who's the original Spitz?
Mark Spitz, gold medalist swimmer.
Oh, in the '70s, right?
I just thought, yeah, the Robert Spitz just sounds funny.
Well, if you're a gold medalist livecast fan, I do want to mention our Patreon. It's for our gold-plated members and or silver-plated members. Basically, you know, $5 a month gets you 2 bonus episodes a month and access to our entire archive of bonus episodes. We have over a year of bonus episodes going now. And our bonus episodes are not like our, you know, typical weekly episodes, which are free. The bonus episodes typically have a theme. This month's top of the month theme that we just posted yesterday is our second live cast meme Hall of Fame episode. And I think we had just as much fun with the second episode as the first one, which we did last month. The first entrance into our live cast Hall of Fame last month were Iron Sheik and Douglas Levison, where we basically revisited all the old Iron Sheik clips that warmed our hearts so much the first time around, and the original Douglas Levison clip. And we rewatched it with today's eyes, and we had a whole lot. We did a whole episode on just those two, and we had so much fun doing it. And then this episode, this month's bonus, is we kick it off with Shlomo. We revisit the original Shlomo call, which it blows me away how many sound bites that we use every episode all these years later come from that original phone call. And after we spent at least an hour dissecting every aspect of our Shlomo history, we then did a deep dive, deeper than we've ever done before, into the IO digital cable commercial. I posted a clip on our social media earlier this week, and we learned so many new things about this commercial that we never picked up on before.
Or picked on.
That's true. And in addition to 2 bonus episodes a month on the Patreon, you also get the video versions of our episodes that we've been doing since quarantine, almost a year now. Very scary. Very scary that it's almost been a year. And you get all of that, $5 a month. Go to patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. We are live Tuesday, 6:30. Or no, 6.
The show hasn't started yet.
We're live 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. If you want to watch live, we do post the video stream for free while we're live, but then archive, you got to hit the Patreon. You can call us up 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688. That's the number. And it's been a week, right, guys?
Sure.
You're
so hyper right now.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't really. I typically take a bong rip before, and I have not taken one.
I think you just put a line right off of Iron Sheik's shoulder right behind.
Oh. off
his
armpit.
He's just pure concentrated coke. So when you're that close to the Iron Sheik, you get hyper. Gonna get
it's
the
like
coke shits in a minute.
Oh, no.
It's like a scratch and sniff photo.
Oh, I didn't really.
if Rob's screen, his window goes dark, you know he got the coke shits and went to the bathroom.
If that happens, you got to take the computer in with you. You got to just.
You want to? You want to see my coke shits?
I want to see you while you're having your coke shits.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Only.
Yeah. Don't put the camera into the toilet, please. Oh. Although if you did, we could dissect and analyze it, just like the.
Oh, that's a good point.
Optimum.
I mean, that's what we do here. This whole week, I've been kind of giving my. I've been transfixed on this GameStop stock market situation.
Yes, same.
Oh, I thought you were like rolling your eyes at me, like, oh, he's a stock market.
No, I've been loving it.
Yeah, I love it. I bought some shares. They're completely worthless today because the stock tanked today. But yeah, I do think it's temporary. But so that's been fun, I guess.
Did you buy any AMC or Nokia? Or...
Yeah, yes. And a Naked as well.
BlackBerry?
And BlackBerry, yes. But Nokia, I think, is more of a long-term. We're talking very – so for people who are from the future or not – care about stocks. So what basically happened is this one. So there's a subreddit called Wall Street Bets, which is it's like a meme factory, and also like there's actually some people in finance in there. And somebody figured out that like this giant hedge fund oversold GameStop stock. We don't have to get in the weeds, but basically it was like, hey, if a bunch of us buy GameStop, it would cancel out all these people that short sold the stock. Are we all familiar with what short selling is?
Watch Trading Places. That's your homework.
There are times in my life where I have been aware of it, but then a day later. So no, I don't know what it is.
So not only can you buy a stock, which means you buy shares in a stock, and if it goes up, you make up on however much it goes up. You can also bet on a stock going down, which is short selling. And the basic premise of it is you essentially borrow the share at the current price, and you are telling whoever lets you, like the fund that borrows it, you're telling it, I'm going to sell it back to you at this price, which you bet that it's going to go down to the price that you're betting on.
Well, if it goes down, you know, if it goes up, you pocket the difference in the time that you borrowed it.
And if it goes down, you pocket.
No, if it goes up, you pocket the difference that you made.
Oh, you have to pay the difference. You're not pocket. It's coming out of your pocket.
No, when it goes.
That's why they're failing.
Oh, right. I got tongue tied. Yeah, if it goes down, you're pocketing the difference because you're selling it back at a higher price than what it's now worth.
Yeah. So a bunch of people figured out that a bunch of hedge funds short sold the stock, and the opposite of short selling is buying. So if a bunch of people bought it and the price of the stock would go up, all of these hedge funds would have to then like match that price, you know?
Okay,
so
you're missing a huge part of the story, which is really the satisfying part.
Hit me, Noah.
Okay. The best part about this is that these hedge funds do this all the time, and they use their influence and power to crash businesses. And GameStop happens to be like a small retail business. So like a year ago, all these hedge funds were going on the news and saying that, like, you know, this stock is going to tank. Don't invest in it. Don't invest in this company. And they were like, what they do is they basically manipulate the market so that they make money off.
Yeah, they're essentially publicly lobbying to sell the stock because they have shorts in the stock.
I didn't know shit about the stock market. And every time someone tried to explain it to me, like, my brain would just shut off. But I actually understood this. And it made people like me who don't care about the market or like don't know anything about it. Like, I just know that Wall Street is corrupt, but now I understand in what way.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it was a very shitty thing this Melvin Capital was doing. They were essentially going to run GameStop bankrupt. And, you know, people on Reddit, they like
GameStop.
But
the nerds got them.
Well, it's not over. The battle is still going on. So the nerds. All brigaded and bought shares, and then the stock went from being worth under $10 to last week at one point being worth over $400 a share.
God.
And it was very, very exciting to watch. And at one point, I was like, oh, I'll buy some shares just to get in on the fun. And ever since,
I
been like,
I knew how to do that.
Just gotta sign up for a trading account. Go to like E-Trade or Fidelity. Don't, I would say not to use Robinhood, since what happened was so many people were getting in on this and the stock was getting so bumped up. Basically, the again, I don't want to get too into the weeds because like, but Robinhood essentially restricted trading on GameStop because there were so many bets being placed with imaginary money that the people who Robinhood, who like gives Robinhood their financial collateral, were essentially like, hey, you have to pay us $1 billion, I believe it was. Because of all this cloud, because so just to you know, they had all like, they own, when you buy a share from Robinhood, they basically go on the market and they find a share for you from there. And so the value of GameStop was only like, you know, $20 a share, but then it ballooned up to 400. So their debt wasn't matching it. I'm explaining this not so well.
Well, I can explain it because I just spent a couple of hours explaining this, and a couple of people asked me, what exactly did Robinhood do? Like, it's a private company. They're allowed to stop trading, right? That was unethical. And it came up in a Mets conversation, by the way, because the owner of the Mets is involved in this. So they were like basically...
He's part of that hedge fund that got fucked over.
Right. They were basically defending him, and they had kind of asking me what am I really upset about at Robinhood about? Like, what did they actually do wrong? The answer is, when something happens like this, like a stock becomes suddenly volatile, there's two things that they're allowed to do. One of them is they can go, look, we don't have the money to cover this, so if you want to trade this stock, you have to have X amount of dollars in your account. You're now playing in the deep end of the pool, and you have to bring this amount of capital, and if you don't, your account can't trade the stock. That's legal. The other thing they can do is go to the FTC and say, we want this stock or all the things surrounding this stock investigated. And if you find something warranted to shut it down, you shut down trading of it. Those are two things they could do. They didn't do either one of those. They voluntarily stepped in and halted only purchases of it and several other stocks. And they didn't halt sales. So you were allowed to sell it and not buy it, which is an artificial way of tanking it.
But that's not why they did. But I mean, it did tank it. But the reason that they did it is because the bank that they lend their capital from, they didn't have a dumbass startup. I mean, this is the Robin Hood. Like, if you're a conspiratorial person, you might not believe this. And look, I'm not saying I 100% believe this either. But the official reason, like when Elon Musk was grilling him, basically their lenders came and were like, you have way too much outstanding debt because of all of these new shares that their customers bought. It's just a case of a startup getting like way too big. And then like old money being like, hey, you got to cover this. And them losing their shit, and their immediate solution was, we have to restrict trading on these two stocks.
Well, I'm not getting into any conspiracy theory. I'm just saying.
No. You're right. Well, they did.
What they did is totally unprecedented and really unethical. Whatever their
motivation wasn't just them.
Was for it.
It wasn't just them. It was a bunch of discount brokerage. Because I'm saying, because all of these discount brokerages ran up this tab with like the ultimate deep state bank, the DIC or whatever it's called. The big bad bank came calling and said, we need our money, okay? We need our billions. And then they were like, oh shit, we got to restrict trading. So because of the restricted trading.
Time out. I want to tell everyone who might be a new listener, all four of us are Jewish.
Yeah.
We are allowed to make that joke.
First of all,
this is not for amateurs or Gentiles or goys. They're not allowed to repeat that joke. This is only for us. It's our caricature. We're reclaiming it. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
So that's been very interesting. And because of that restriction was placed last Thursday. The stock has been tanking ever since. Every day it's gone down like 100 points. But the interesting part about it being on this Reddit is seeing that most people who bought the stock are holding the stock. The reason the stock is tanking is because of this artificial selling that these hedge funds are allegedly doing.
the gimmick is essentially that the hedge fund sells to the other hedge fund, and because there's all of these sell activities, and nobody's buying because they're not allowed to buy it, the value of the stock goes down because the assumption is people are selling.
Now, let me ask a question, and maybe this is a devil's advocate of some kind, but bear with me. So to what degree do we know that, or should I should, let me say this another way. What percentage of the tanking is being caused by ladder short selling, and what is being caused by people getting scared by this tactic and jumping?
Oh, it's both. Well, the short ladder is done to scare noobs.
Right.
To then be like, oh, and look, there's nothing wrong with. That I don't know. I didn't check what like the short volume is. But a few days ago, GameStop was the most shorted stock, followed by AMC. Sid, are you following? I feel like you're the one that needs to be.
I am.
You're checked
it's
out.
Circus music in my head.
Yeah. It's like when we talk about sports to Noah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly. I can't believe but I know more than Sid on something.
I mean, I've been dabbling in the stock market for a few years now.
Wait, I have a question.
All right.
Before
sure.
you move on to that, is that Reddit, like, is it, like, has it been banned or is it
no,
still open?
No, there's nothing illegal. It's open. It's bigger than ever. There's like,
well,
it went last week, it had like 3 million users. Now there's,
yeah, but didn't they try to like suppress that Wall Street group?
There's nothing illegal
no.
in some of the other groups they banned too, you know.
No. What happened was they went private temporarily because the group was growing so quickly, and because they were getting like what they say are like, you know, bad faith actors, like people from these hedge funds coming into the group to post certain things that would be against the Reddit terms of service to try to get the subreddit banned. So they had to privatize it to get a handle on that, because you have to figure, like, look, these hedge funds, they have hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, and this one website is fucking with their billions of dollars. Like, they're gonna pump, it wouldn't cost them any money to pump in a few million to like some social media website to go spread their message. Sid, were you contacted by any of these hedge funds?
just the usual ones that contact me. No, my entire involvement in this was like the day this broke in the news. I had G-chatted Rob and I was like, hey, is this going to fuck my 401k? And Rob said no. And I was like, okay, I could go back to not paying attention then. Cool.
Well, I mean, as long as the hedge fund that your 401k is attached to is not shorting GameStop.
Well, let me actually check my statement for the week.
I guess it's just been like so boring that the whole drama behind this has been a lot of, it's like watching a movie. Because then they have like these pundits that go on news shows, and you can tell that they're just like trying to defend the hedge funds because they probably get like kickbacks or whatever from them. And then I don't know if you saw like Jimmy Kimmel trying to address it on the show.
I want to punch my computer screen.
Why are people going to Jimmy Kimmel for this?
I don't know. What did Jimmy Kimmel say?
Jimmy Kimmel was all right. So he was trying to set up some jokes about this, right? So in order to explain it to his audience, he did what we just did, which is explain the situation semi-briefly. And he started saying that he was talking about Wall Street bets, and he goes, a bunch of people, and they might be like Russian disinformation actors populating Wall Street bets. He had to drop the Russian shit in there, which was a massive eye roller.
Yeah, like all these kids with their 600 stimulus checks are.
But also think about what that means. So like think about, let's say the Russians were doing this, right? So the Russians are telling people to buy GameStop to sink hedge funds. Like, why am I supposed to be upset about that if the Russians were actually doing that? Like, who cares? Why would that be a bad
thing?
That's
what I love.
They're
that
doing
like,
us a favor.
Most people can agree who the good guy and the bad guy is here.
Except Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel thinks the bad guy is Wall Street bets and they're being tricked into doing what they're doing.
All right,
Russian,
now let's send me
the
video. Let's take a look.
Use my 401k looks to be intact.
Okay, great. So the hedge fund, that's the thing that was like, so I want to point out that like I noticed there were some websites that try to be like, oh, it's all fun and games until people lose their retirement. Like all of these Redditors aren't thinking about people's retirement funds. And what I like, it, like I barely knew anything about this at the time, but I'm like, wait a minute, why is it on the Redditors? Shouldn't it be on these hedge funds for putting their retirements in such volatile stocks? Like retirement funds, you're supposed to put into like index funds that barely move a few percent points every year. So it's safe. You're not
preach,
like
sister preach.
Thank you. I do think like this is like this stock market thing is like one of the few things where people like right wingers and left wingers all kind of agree because it's a class warfare thing. It's not a political, there's no political divide. It's a class divide, you know, and that's what's so interesting about this. All right. So here's the Jimmy Kimmel clip that we're all going to be
cringed,
annoyed by.
Over the past week.
Russian disruptors.
Oh, no,
that is such a misrepresentation.
The name of our show. Could that be the name of our show from now on?
What
is it?
The Russian disruptors.
I'm one quarter Russian. I don't know. Can we
good enough.
Do that?
That's first of all, that is such a gross mischaracterization of what even is happening.
Yeah, I'm not Russian at all, Sid. Fuck you.
He's like these Redditors are cheating. There's no cheating going on. This is all out in the open, and this only happened because these hedge funds betted that GameStop would suck. And these Redditors are like, no, we like the stock. We want it to go up.
But this
like,
is not the kind of nuanced financial analysis I have come to expect from Jimmy Kimmel.
I mean, the fact that you know he's a dummy doesn't mean he's still putting a shitty thing out there. He's still dropping a turd in the punch bowl. He's got a gigantic audience. Like,
right.
I mean, the better question is why does a dummy like Jimmy Kimmel like have a wide audience that listens to him talk about politics? I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying there, but he's still dumping that out. He's still taking a big dump and it's going out over the airwaves. You know
but where did he, what was the rest of the segment?
There, it was just dumb jokes about Wall Street bets and GameStop. It wasn't even that political. It's just like dumb jokes.
I mean, when the premise setup is so off, like it's hard for me to like the jokes, you know, when you're,
when it's Jimmy Kimmel telling the jokes, it's hard for me to like the jokes. That's like the bottom line here. I mean,
well, we're talking about the same guy that like did a blackface skit. Like after blackface was like, you know, already in cancel culture, he did a blackface skit. What was he, Shaq? He was some, he
was
played
Carl Malone.
Malone.
Show.
Carl Malone, right.
Was it that? It
that was the late
90s.
It was
cancel culture
so,
was really
yeah.
a thing.
Late
I
90s,
give a,
really? I thought it was mid 2000s.
He might have done it more recently than the 90s. But
yeah.
still not like, I don't think within like the last 5 years
I mean,
at least.
All right, fair enough.
But either way, it is a bad look either way.
Yeah, it's a bad look, but
it was definitely after Ted Danson did it and got in trouble.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, that was early 90s. That was yeah. But okay. But the one thing I will say is like I've learned more about the stock market this week than entire previous 5 years of just passively investing. Like, oh, Apple, I'll throw some money at that. You know, like that's a company that'll do. All right, and I think the difference there, I do want to mention to people who don't know what's going on. And there's a difference between investing and trading. Investing is long-term. Trading is essentially gambling. You're essentially betting on the stock market. There's really no difference. And you should really kind of understand all the terms and what's going on before you get into trading. That would be my one piece of intermediate novice stock market advice.
Rob is... Rob knows what he's doing, man. I gotta admit, Rob is like stock guy. We talk about this once in a while.
He's a Wall Street bro.
Rob knows his shit.
I mean,
getting tips
know.
At the pool, the public pool.
At the Schwitz.
Yeah.
No, he keeps giving me tips that I made money on. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
oh, good to know.
I mean, I'm not like swimming in $100 bills or anything, but I feel like you know, nice steady investment tips.
Yeah, my dad was a stockbroker, so.
He was?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And what did he say about all this?
Yeah.
He's not into it. he's very, very risk averse. So he thinks it's too risky to invest in.
mission behind it? Is he?
Oh, that he's all about. Sure, yeah. He's not a hedge fund bro.
Well, I think it is. That is good advice. If you're putting money into this that you can't afford to lose, you shouldn't. Like it's,
exactly. Exactly. That's a great point.
I think it's a great thing to do if you do have disposable income, because at the very least, you're making hedge fund managers shit themselves, which is good in and of itself. And maybe a few of them will jump out of windows. And the upside is you might make a shit ton of money. And if you don't, you still did a public service.
Yeah, that's basically how I looked at I bought a few shares of GameStop. And it was just like, all right, I've burned this money. This money no longer exists to me. So I have no attachment to it. And as I watch my investment in GameStop tank these last few days, I'm not like, I need this money. Because it's my assumption is it's just going to go back up later in the week.
That's what I did. I only put like 1,000 in there. I'm not like putting my
– Only?
Well, for investing though, I mean, not, you know, 1,000 on buying
the
box
stock
of hefty bags would be bad. But I mean,
yeah. The stock is worth 200 a share, so 1,000 is only like 4 shares. At the top, like today,
right.
It's now.
I'm opening up here. Don't make me feel like a pauper, Rob.
No, I'm just explaining to Sid why you said only.
This is the pauper's movement, though, Darren. Don't you get it? Wall Street's been making a shit ton of money through the pandemic, and the regular paupers weren't, but now they are. And
well, here's the thing, like.
Back.
Do regular paupers have disposable income to put into this?
Right, that's the problem. People don't have the startup capital to invest to then be a part of the game, which is something that I realized. Like, this past year, I've realized, like you're saying, like the stock market ballooned this year. And it's just so wild to watch, like, oh, there's all this misery, but my portfolio is doing great, I couldn't rationalize.
Well, first,
but your business was not, right? So it evened it out.
I just look at it as like Marty McFly riding the skateboard and holding the back of the truck, you know, to get to school. Like this is going to happen anyway. Like, of course,
right.
Anti-capitalism, I want all this shit to collapse, but I got to eat. So you know what I'm saying? I'm attaching myself to something that's going in a certain direction anyway. And then I pocket the profit from it. I'm not changing anything. I'm not stopping anything. And I'm not helping anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
yeah, that's how I feel about it as well.
That's how I feel about everything in my life. Just I'm not helping anything.
Like a barnacle.
Here.
Just along for the ride, I'll take the scraps.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Voodoo Chaos says metal guys prefer socks to stocks. Do we have any sock
I'm not wearing
updates?
Any
socks.
Wait, what? Isn't that Biden's new press secretary?
Saki.
Jen Saki.
Can you buy stocky in Saki?
You cannot.
Is she stocky? She's not that stocky.
No, not at all.
No, she's a reed.
What does that mean?
She's thin. She's thin as a reed. You never heard that expression?
Oh, no, I have.
What's a reed?
Rob doesn't even know what a shin is. Taking one step at a time.
Her shins are very reedy.
Mm.
No, isn't a reed like for a saxophone?
It's another use.
That is a type of reed, yes.
He Googled that.
No, I played saxophone in junior high school. How dare you?
By the way, I realized that wasn't a
terribly.
It was very, an unwitting Tara Reed pun, by the way. I was not trying to bring her into it at all. I took 2 saxophone lessons and I gave up because my mother bought me an alto sax, which is what, as an 8-year-old, it was like twice the size of my body. And you're supposed to get a tenor sax, which is like manageable to learn.
That's the Kenny G one, right?
I don't know. Honestly, don't know enough about saxophones, but that tenor is the entry level saxophone that you buy when you learn on it. And my mother was well-meaning and wanted to get me lessons because I wanted to learn how to play the Pink Panther song.
That's so specific.
And I was into it. It looked cool. I don't know. I thought saxophones were cool in my naive 8-year-old sensibility.
They definitely look cool.
They are cool.
Yeah.
I feel like looking back, it's probably not the coolest instrument.
So what you guys are telling me is that you're both a couple of life choices away from being in ska bands.
Could have been,
this close to being in a ska band.
I always felt ska bands were underrated. They were given a bad rap.
That's
my personality would have prevented me from taking up the saxophone further than like initial interest of an 8-year-old.
How so?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like if I was going to actually devote that much time to anything, it'd probably be piano. Like, I still want to learn the piano.
Okay.
There's just so much more you can do with it. And you can just sit down and play it. You don't have to lug this fucking case around, you know. There's pianos everywhere. You can just, you know, you go to a party, there's a piano at the bar or something, you know.
Remember the last time I was?
I don't know if I back that
maybe
trade
like a hotel
thought.
Lobby, like a hotel lobbies have them.
Not everywhere, but I mean, you're never gonna walk in and see a saxophone.
Just laying around. Let me slap my lips around this mystery saxophone.
I mean, by that logic, you'd probably be more likely to walk into someone's place and see a guitar than a piano.
Yeah, I agree, but I think getting anywhere decent on a guitar takes so much more work than. Like, all right, becoming, you know, a concert pianist is extremely hard. But to learn fundamentals where you can bang out a tune on the piano, I feel
yeah.
like way easier right. than learning a guitar.
Yeah, that's right. I took piano is what I had to take a music class in high school, and I took piano, and it was super easy. The reason I took piano specifically was because I didn't have to buy any gear. I didn't want to buy anything. I just wanted to fill the requirement.
My main concern with doing any learned activity is doing the least work possible.
Same. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I didn't do the saxophone. I carry this fucking thing that weighed more than I did.
Oh, it's a tuba.
Where was your class? Like at Norm's Music?
No, it was like some dude that my mother just hired and classified as before the internet existed. And she just found like some guy that gave sax lessons, and I went to his house.
Mm.
And it was one-on-one, which seems really inappropriate now. Like, and my mother wasn't there. She just dropped me off for like 45 minutes and then picked me up when he was done.
He was honorable,
me.
Though?
No,
he didn't.
Oh, yeah. No, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, that's
he didn't
fine.
Molest me, didn't take my pants off, didn't take inappropriate photos of me sucking on a reed.
That you know of.
But he wasn't a very good teacher, though, I have to say. He was personable. But he just expected me to know things. And then I had, oh, you don't know this? All right, let me explain. Motherfucker, I'm 8. Like, how do you, I don't know what a fucking alto clef is. All right,
Jesus.
Just fucking tell me. Oh, and the one thing, I don't know why I remember this, but he wrote stave, STAVE on it. Noah, you into music. Does that mean something? I always thought he was spelling staff wrong.
No, stave means something. I just don't remember what.
Oh, okay. You've solved a mystery in my life.
Partially.
It is a vertical wooden post or a plank in a building or other structure.
No, that's not.
Or another term for staff.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't misspelling it. I thought he was just a dum-dum.
Still be a dum-dum.
40 years later, I learned something that I should have learned in that lesson.
Try again.
Well, another thing you should learn, Darren, is that next month, Dune will release their new album, Etemen Ayaneka, via Metal Blade Records. I think I got that right. Hold on. I got a pronunciation here. Etemen Ayaneka. I got it. Dune are a band of great contrasts, weaving titanic heaviness and intricate gentleness together. On the sophomore record, synths are also used more than ever before, resulting in an album that sounds like a soundtrack to classic sci-fi. Pre-order now at metalbladerecords.com. That's metalblade.com, rather. metalblade.com/Dune, D-V-N-E. Etemen Ayaneka. Enjoy it. And, the battery in my headphones died. Let me get that fixed. But in the meantime, why doesn't somebody tell us what our phone number is?
131 No, this is the phone number. What? Is that your alarm saying that your battery died? What is happening?
It's someone calling.
He can't hear us.
To remind us what the phone number is.
This fucking guy. He's got a plug in. He's got wireless headphones. He's sitting at the computer. He still needs wireless headphones.
Maybe.
Why? Is it just a show off?
Because he wants to look cool.
A big all show right, off.
I got it.
He'll never know.
Yeah. What a fucking read.
I'm back. Sorry about that, folks.
Calling you. We can hear it.
Oddly, I cannot hear you.
Oh, so the headphones
excellent.
Don't work. Excellent.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, for fuck's sake. We're starting the whole show over. Going to do all that stock talk
we
all over
again. We were saying the worst shit about you, and you'll never hear it.
I can hear it on the replay.
We called you a Russian disruptor for buying GameStop.
Well, he's Russian, and he disrupted the show just now with his fucking headphones. So.
First of all, I'm American. Thank you. I was born in America. And my mother is from Ukraine. So get it right.
So you're not Russian and you're not in a hurry?
Yeah,
that's correct. I'm no longer in a hurry.
You're only half in a hurry.
Yes.
Because you ran, but you're not Russian.
I'm running, but I'm not in a hurry anymore. All right. Well, you know, the Super Bowl is right around the corner.
The big game, Rob. We're not allowed to say Super Bowl.
The big game.
No, I'm
kidding.
We're allowed to say it. It's just a joke because on commercials, anything with paid sponsorship, you're not allowed to say Super Bowl. So all the commercials now say the big game.
You have to license the term from them if you want to use it in a commercial.
So that was my
joke. Fucking stupid.
Copyright law. It's one of the wonders of this country. And so, first of all, I think it's kind of wild that the Super Bowl is going to have people there. And then I took a step back and I realized, wait, no, football games this whole season have had, in certain parts of the country, have had people in the stands. Is that correct?
I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
Various football games around the country had people in stands.
Oh, yeah. No, almost all of them. Only the New York teams and a few others did not.
Yeah, like in California, I don't think they have anyone in the stands, right?
I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, I think they actually moved to Arizona. That's why, right? Like all the California – I read something like that.
Who's even left? Las Vegas used to be Oakland. They're gone.
The Rams?
San
Rams, Chargers, and the 49ers.
Yeah.
No? Well, anyway – it's just great. It's happening in Tampa. Of course, in Florida, they'll allow it. But the weird thing to me is, like, are people going to be flying into this?
Probably.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Like, directly into it?
I would assume they have some security to prevent that, but you never know. But anyway, so the Super Bowl, it's going to be a weird Super Bowl, but capitalism doesn't stop, folks. So there's already ads rolling out. And one ad has a rock vibe. And I want to play it, and then I'll give my opinion on it. All right, hear it. Yeah, well.
So depressing. Oh. See, that's what they're joking about then.
So that was a teaser for their Uber Eats commercial that's happening on Super Bowl Sunday. I want to preface this by saying I am, if not the biggest Wayne's World fan, I am in the upper 1% of Wayne's World fans. It's, you know.
So you're the 1%.
Motherfucker.
You're the one that's shorting us.
Look, you know, the movie had quite an influence on my life. I basically became Wayne Campbell. Except I didn't have a show in my basement, but you know, Metal Injection is basically Wayne's World, kind of, sort of. But
you shoot it in your house. I mean, we have skits and everything.
I'm saying I was a big fan of Wayne's World, huge fan of Mike Myers, and when I saw this, and look, I'm all about people getting their bag. I got so depressed for so many different reasons. The first one is just how old they look. Yes. And
Dana Carvey doesn't look that old, and sitting next to him makes him look older.
Because Dana Carvey looks like he hasn't had, like, plastic surgery, where Mike Myers looks like he's made some bad choices.
I just saw a talking lamp and Dana Carvey. Where's Mike Myers?
This is Mike Myers now. Yeah. Look, I'm the mouse
like
cursor.
He looks like an ashtray I made in, like, art class, like, fired in a kiln in junior high school.
Yes,
it looks like a lampshade in Ed Gein's apartment.
Oh,
that hefty bag full of powdered donuts with a Mike Myers mask from Party City on is Mike Myers.
God.
And you're right. Like, if I'm just, like, if I, you know, close my left and just look at Dana, yeah, he looks fine. He really doesn't look that
got a few crow's feet.
Yeah. look, I'm going to give them the crow. You can't fight the crow. That's fine. But like, just, and the wig looks so cheap for Magma.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I mean, I know why they're doing it. Millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't begrudge them doing it, but it's just not pleasant to watch. And also, I feel the other thing about it is that, like, it was already dumb from the premise. Like, they were old guys. They were 35. They were playing 18-year-olds. So it was built into this. It's baked into this. You don't think about it that much until you see Mike Myers.
Yeah, until you see them at age 60.
Then it's ridiculous. No, but even Dana Carvey doesn't look that weird because you're not. Your brain is switched off to the fact that they're old guys playing teenagers because that's what this skit is. You know what I mean?
Well, also in their 20s, they could pass for teenagers. They could pass for it didn't look like they were playing, you know, too young.
I thought it was part of the joke, though, that when they made that movie, these are clearly not teenagers, but go with it. It's a joke. So I can still go with it.
Yeah.
Except that he, like you said, he looks like an ashtray.
Dana Carvey is 65. Mike Myers is 57.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm feeling like I need to upgrade my face.
That's what Michael Myers should have done.
Yeah, if only Mike Myers Michael had Myers. Some Instagram filters. Like, maybe they should have worked with the people who did The Irishman. That
oh,
did,
God.
Like, De Niro's weird
no.
makeup to make
That's
him look
what
younger.
He already looks like. No.
He's doing that without CGI.
Yeah.
The thing about this Wayne's World thing is they've done it a few times in like the last, let's say, 10 years or so.
They did it on SNL too.
Yeah, they did it on SNL.
Well, that's the thing that really bummed me out with this one because I was watching SNL and that's where I saw this commercial, like right after like the monologue or whatever, they go to commercial and it's this. So I'm thinking, oh my God, they're doing a Wayne's World sketch on SNL. How cool. And then, oh no, it's just an actual commercial.
Well, that's exactly why they did it, Uber Eats. They licensed the, everyone got paid there. NBC got paid, Mike Myers, SNL, Dana Carvey.
I have
Carvey.
A different perspective to share.
Sure.
I know, like, you're anti-capitalist or whatever. I don't think it was about the money for them. I think it was about narcissism. They just like the attention. They like the whole, you know, production of being on camera and being the center of attention. I guarantee
this just felt like a money grab. Yeah.
No. They're not doing the attention for free.
Yeah. They need a certain price before they want that
attention. More for the attention than the money. Like, they need the attention more than the money.
That's probably true.
But if that's the case, why isn't Mike Myers in more movies? You know, why is he
because he needs the attention because nobody wants to see his movies anymore. That's the point.
He hasn't done anything in years.
Well, you think that's his choice entirely?
Maybe he doesn't want to do a whole movie. He'd just rather like have like his 3 seconds of glory, but like a whole day of like the production staff just kind of kissing his ass.
I'm definitely curious what the final commercial would be, even though I know I will not find it entertaining. And I guess that's really what my bummer about it is. Sorry to cut you off, Darren. Like, they did this on SNL. At least there was a kind of a point to it. Like, it was a fun throwback the first time they did it. Then they came out in the Oscars. I don't know if you remember this. Yeah. Not dressed as Wayne and Garth, but they still did the Wayne and Garth thing. And that's when it all jumped the shark for me. I was like, all right, I never have to see them doing this bit again. And again, this is one of my favorite bits of all time. And then having that sour taste in my mouth, then seeing this Uber Eats commercial, which comedy value, like, there's nothing new that they're putting into they're just hashing their old jokes, which
2020
I
was good.
Not.
It's Borat now. Like,
yeah,
like,
seriously.
So I think that's why that's kind of like, it's not even, like I said, it's not even about the cash grab. I can't fault people for that. I mean, I can, but in this case, I will not fault them for doing it. It's just like, there's nothing redeemable about it. That's my criticism.
The other thing is, like, you're watching SNL, usually the commercial break is like a breather between the shitty sketches. And now they put a shitty sketch in the commercials. That's really torture. That's really torture.
Well, sometimes the shitty sketch is the commercial. Like, the SNL shitty sketch is a commercial as well.
What,
like there was a Subway sketch this week. I'm convinced Subway bought that. I can't imagine.
What happened?
But they, like, mentioned Jared in it. I don't think Subway's buying anything that's going to reference the pedophile that they used to employ.
That's fair. But the sketch was about, like, I don't know if you've seen Subway has these new protein bowls.
Is that a real thing? I didn't realize that was.
It's absolutely a real thing.
Oh wow!
It was product placement.
Was the sketch that Jared stays in the back and like puts his protein into the bowl?
No. He was just passingly mentioned. I forget how they even came. The idea was like
that
this. This hip young guy from Chipotle came over and suggested these protein bowls, and like the old timey, like these two mafia guys who are like Subway heads were like very offended that they're trying to get rid of the bread.
So it's in a Subway boardroom or
yes,
Subway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But so the protein bowl, by the way, you can basically get this like a ham plate with like with some salad.
That was Rob's nickname in high
ham
school.
Plate.
Subway ham plate. I believe the word is charcuterie, Rob. That's another word you don't know. Shin?
I do know it, and I thought it was charcuterie.
Rob knows charcuterie.
Yeah, don't you dare.
It's called the ham plate.
No. When Subway does it, it's called the ham plate.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying. And charcuterie requires more than just ham, okay?
Did you say charcuterie?
Yes, charcuterie.
Did you do that on purpose?
No.
No, that's how he says it.
That's how I say it. Charcuterie.
I say it ham plate.
Oh, Rob, even when I defend you.
I know the word.
Just never heard it said out loud.
I've only read it.
Wait,
or
how
seen
do you
it
think...
written in the supermarket when there's a giant bowl.
Wait.
Hey, Reddit, what are you bringing up disruptors for? These Russians. Stop.
I have a question. Reddit. How do you say H O R S? D O V O U R S.
What? No, I don't even know what word. H O R S. Oh, hors d'oeuvres? Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
you
okay,
go.
Good. He got it.
Hors d'oeuvres.
This could be the new asking Noah what wrestler she'd have sex with. Asking Rob to pronounce words.
Rob, what words would you have sex with?
Charcuterie for sure.
Charcuterie for sure.
Shin? Would you fuck Shin?
How do you say MIT?
Am I? Wait, say again?
No. There's no typing. Just do it in your head.
What? No, that doesn't work. I don't even know what the word is. I have to see the word. MIS?
EN space PLATE.
Is it T?
PLATE.
MIS? I've never even heard this word. No idea.
Go ahead.
I pass.
No, MIS. It's three words.
I got it. Messenplatz? I don't know.
Close.
Mise en plat.
What does it mean?
Things like on your plate, the setting.
But it's also, it's like, that's the literal meaning, but it means like the art of arranging a plate so it looks nice when you serve it.
Yeah.
So it's charcuterie? Cootie? Like cootie?
Yes.
I would say in the English pronunciation is charcuterie. That's acceptable.
I wasn't going to have that high of an expectation. He came close enough. I was going to give it to him. Charcuterie, though, that's where I draw the line.
But you cut the meat, isn't it?
That, exactly. Jeez. Easy peasy.
Do that with the cheese also, Rob? Do you cut it?
Sometimes. Sometimes you just use the cracker and you scoop it if it's key.
After you eat the ham plate, you cut it. Cut the cheese.
Oh, my God.
Dumb show this is.
Ham plate.
How is this shit on for
That's
12
the
years?
Title.
Yeah, that is the episode title.
Wait, how is this shit on for 12 years?
That's always the episode title.
Since we're talking about sports, let's do a little courtside Karen. What happened here?
Oh, boy.
I haven't seen this yet. I just.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Me neither.
So
set it up for us, Sid.
The Lakers were at the Hawks last night
in Atlanta.
And
I saying that right? Atlanta.
Yes, that one you got. And I guess the Hawks arena is one of the ones that allows limited fans. And of course, if you're going to allow limited fans, you allow them at courtside because those are the most expensive tickets. And I guess a fan was heckling LeBron a little too vociferously. So LeBron started getting into it with this guy. And then the guy's young trophy wife interjected herself, and then they both got kicked out of the game. They got kicked out of the
Is
game.
It? Let's see. I want to find this.
She was very upset, and she got on Instagram to defend herself and explain what happened.
Well, is it worth looking at the footage of LeBron being heckled as well.
Sure, if you want to. It's pretty quick. It doesn't look like it. It's just like him talking to somebody on the side, and then security gets in there.
All right, let me load this up. Sports talk, sports talk.
Well, this is just Karen talk. It happened.
Karen talk. Okay, here it is. Here's...
So this woman isn't even wearing a mask?
No.
Oh, it's at her. It's at her chin. Is this Danzig's girlfriend?
No, that looks nothing like her. Not all blondes are the same, Rob.
Yeah, really.
Wait, I'm sorry. So what was she upset about? Do you
LeBron and her husband were yelling at each other back and forth because her husband was heckling LeBron.
Her husband is just some guy courtside.
Yeah.
He's a hedge fund manager.
So
probably.
So now, so then she posted this video, right?
Yes.
Okay. Her name is Juliana Carlos.
Can you pause it?
Whatever.
I love that she had to have put the. Are those real sparkles or is that a filter?
No, that's an Instagram filter. I don't know what you're talking
about. She had to put the. I hesitated to say before that she might have sequins on or something, but it's so funny.
This is something I noticed. Like all of these, like plasticky women do. Like no matter what, they have these filters on. God forbid you see their natural skin tone. They have to have these softening filters.
If they're self-conscious enough to put all this like fake plastic shit on their bodies, like don't you think they'd be self-conscious about how they appear on Instagram?
Yes, but this filter isn't even on her face. It's just on like her mesh top.
No, it's on her face
on
as
her
well.
Face?
Your face is smooth.
Oh, I'm just talking about the sparkles.
You're just looking at her boobs.
Yeah, you can see the sparkle. It's the whole the effect is for the whole body.
Okay.
It's not just for the top. See, if you could see on Instagram, they tell you what filters the person uses in the story. This filter is called Pure Baby Face.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought that was like a playlist or something.
No. When there's a filter, Instagram will indicate to you, or TikTok will indicate to you what filter they're using.
Wow.
You can't do like filters on a sneak tip anymore?
You can. What you would have to do is basically record it and then download it from the Instagram app and then repost it into the Instagram app so it wouldn't have the filter tag.
Blowing up people's spot.
But most people don't go through that much trouble.
Upset to go through that step.
Look at how many dashes there are. How long is this fucking story? There's like...
Well, I'm sure a ton of the story was just at the game, too. This is just... See, if you see, like, this story begins right here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Is there anything interesting in this?
It's not about Chris. It's about me.
Now, do you think she was really having fun? Like, what was
no.
was the having fun? Just drinking the wine? Was that her having fun?
And
like, what,
noticing
enjoying
that
the
sideline cameras were picking her up and she was getting on TV.
Right.
I think a person like that is so dead on the inside. They don't know the meaning of fun anymore.
She was doing. She was roasting AD's unibrow. That's the first time
she was
ever
having so much fun taking 70 selfies courtside in the first 10 minutes of the game, and then LeBron had to say something.
By the way, before we end this topic, I want to get Noah's opinion on Anthony Davis's unibrow.
Okay,
it's not as pronounced as it used to be.
I'm working. I can't
sit down. You sit down.
I'm at work, which entails me standing up and moving around. Sorry.
Yeah, only one of us need to be here right now, lady. It's not you. One of us is contractually obligated to be here. Now, so, I mean... This is
don't
insane.
Talk to my meal ticket. I mean,
because of course, like she's completely like it's as if LeBron came up to her unprompted, and not that her husband was heckling LeBron for the whole game that pissed him off to say this.
He was just sitting there innocently eating his hot dog, and LeBron attacked him.
Eating his hot dog or whatever.
LeBron pulled down a rebound, called a timeout, and walked over to him to curse him out, and then went back.
And then she's like, "Don't fucking talk to my husband like that." And I want to point out. You know, she gets up and she says, "Don't talk to my husband like that." And then he goes, "Sit the fuck down, you bitch." And she's like, "How dare you call me a bitch? Like, yeah, that's too far." It's like, "Well, shut the fuck up." You know.
Question: did he? All right, we can agree that most of the story is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Did he actually tell her to sit the fuck? Whether it was warranted or not, I don't care. Did he actually say that to her?
I haven't heard it corroborated anywhere that he said anything like that.
Because she may have.
Yeah,
by all means,
that's a good point. Like, that seems a little out of character for LeBron. He seems like quite a baby face in terms of.
He also seems very laid back. Like, you don't see him getting heated that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to point out, like, can you imagine going to somebody else's place of work and just going up to their face and like, "Don't talk to my husband."
Yes, there's a million Karen videos of that happening.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, totally.
Wait, what?
The 25 gives you pause? Or
not that? Well, first of all, I would like, with the amount of cake and makeup, I totally thought she was in her 30s. Second of all, you're the one getting all riled up, Karen, and you're saying he's the one being like, what? Who said he's into who? When has it been established that he's intimidated? And also, is she like self-owning herself? Like, you shouldn't take me seriously. You shouldn't be intimidated by me.
You just take a little back and forth. Why you got to get the authorities involved?
Wow.
There
is so much projection going on there.
She has very, like, Hooters Wings is an upscale night out restaurant energy.
Mm-hmm. She loves drinking sangria with the girls.
It's big New Jersey energy. Like, she's not from Atlanta. There's no way she's from there. She ended up there.
Watch Housewives of Atlanta. They're sassy.
But do they sound like
that?
Don't
watch it.
Yeah, there's a character on there that looks exactly like that lady, actually.
But I mean, there's a character, like, she looks exactly like every person on Real Housewives.
My mic shorted out, but I thought it was ironic that she was calling him a bitch at the end of that rant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
What do you think her husband was when she was filming that? Like, was he like, "Yeah, you tell him, honey," or was he like, "God damn it, I'm never going to be able to go to a Hawks game again. This sucks."
He probably broke up with her.
Wait, so is he banned? Is he banned from going?
I mean, it's possible. Possible. They don't take this kind of shit laying down anymore. Someone in our Discord posted a picture of the husband. So, Rob, if you go into the sports channel,
let me grab
a picture. Then there we could discuss who we think this guy looks like.
Can we guess what he looks like?
I'll just say this. The only thing that the court mics picked up of this whole interaction was LeBron calling this guy an old steroid ass.
Oh, my God. So, he looks nothing like what I thought he would look like. Hold on. Let me pull this up. I assumed it was like a finance bro.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like, I saw it as like a younger person.
Hold maybe that's him. Why he was so worked up at the game.
Porn.
Oh, I didn't think that.
They were calling him MAGA Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Wait, this guy is definitely on some TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, 100%.
I got Scott Steiner. That's the.
You could just tell. You could tell, like, so.
So vain.
Oh my God! And look at you could see the fucking the indent of the implants in this photo.
It's like a World War II helmet. Strapped to her chest. She gets
not a great job. That's I don't mind that aesthetic, but.
I think it's also just that her tits are so pushed up that it and the light and everything.
No, it's skin in, on her it's, chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good in her Instagram story either, though.
Let's see. I had no, I did not think that this is what the guy would look like. I am so.
I think I could. I thought that's what he would look like facially. I mean, just for him to be jacked, though, it's a little weird.
I
mean, he
I
looks like
he...
a typical douchebag, 55-year-old, you know, rich guy.
Yeah. That's so, so funny. Should we look up her Instagram page?
Oh, God. No. There's probably more videos now about all of this.
Let's see.
Worth a scan, I guess.
Let's see what else what she's throwing out there for the gram.
Also, LeBron post-game said he didn't think they should have been thrown out. He didn't think it was that big of a deal, he said.
Oh, my God. She's released a statement about last night. To say things escalated quickly at yesterday's game is an understatement. And I want to apologize for losing my cool and removing my mask in the heat of the moment. My husband is a huge sports fan, and we're passionate people. And let's be real, sports wouldn't be sports without a little trash talking.
Fuck you. There's one-way trash talking.
She clearly had to have a threat of losing her job, right? Like, there's no way
she think she has a job.
I know, but
support what?
Like her getting fired because she became, like, you know, the center of attention for this.
No,
there's zero chance that she has a job. She
said before. He's going to divorce her. That means she loses her job.
Well, okay, fair. That, if that happens, then yes.
What should have been a quick back and forth between two adults got out of hand, and my natural instinct to stand up for the man I love kicked in. Did I get defensive when that happened? Yes. Did I use offensive language when I could have taken the higher road? Yes. And for these things, I take full responsibility. Wow, seems like a totally different rant than her, like, bitch, you're a bitch. You're a bitch.
Fuck you, bitch.
Oh, is that her in 2 Chainz?
2 Chainz, yes. I guess this is at the game, right? Safe Farm Arena.
Yeah. This is earlier. I guess they go to all the games.
And here she is, not being a gold digger.
Husband not anywhere in any of those.
There's
here he is. Here he is. Okay. Does he have a... Daddy Carlos.
Oh, he's private. Daddy Carlos is private.
I bet he went private today after all the attention, and he has a GoFundMe. Oh, it's not found. Let's see.
The GoFundMe to pay for the divorce settlement?
Let's see what the GoFundMe was for. We're really digging deep with Chris Carlos over here. Daddy Carlos.
Daddy Carlos.
It's like, how can you say
the Wailing Wall?
This? No, this is a restaurant.
That's the Jersey Wailing Wall.
Here she is at the CBGB's. No,
what?
That's where you go to pray to Hashem that your tanning booth salon will open up again.
She's got a gold plated old school 1980s.
She's
cell
using
phone.
The same sparkly filter.
I gotta say, she's like less extremely Jersey than some of these types of women. Mm. Like, she didn't quite go full ham on the Botox or the lips yet, but it's probably coming.
Look, I gotta hand it to him. The guy did well. he's making it work.
What does he do that he's rich or whatever?
I don't know. Look at this.
Did they also? They're newlyweds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who's that kid? His like previous kid or something?
Doesn't really say.
Who knows? Maybe that's their.
Maybe that's just a stock kid that they bring in for the Christmas photos.
Yeah.
Is he shorting the stock kid?
Yeah. I am obsessed with Daddy Carlos here. Look at this $800 shirt he's wearing.
He's the next Me Hall of Fame episode.
I want to know more about. Look at this guy.
Oh, my God.
Short,
He looks like White Ja Rule.
By the way, the funniest moment of that whole sock thing last week was Ja Rule tweeting, Robin Hood, this is a. You guys are crooks. You can't do this. And it's like,
I'm
siding with Ja Rule.
It's because they. It's because they figured out a scam that he didn't, wasn't able to get in on the ground floor of.
No, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed here.
Oh my
gosh,
she has really big feet. That's a weird angle.
I think this is the wide angle lens.
Her feet are longer than her shins, Rob. What do you think of that?
Wait, which are the shins again?
This, right? This?
Her feet are bigger than her hand plate.
Oh,
leave her charcuterie alone.
What?
Leave her charcuterie alone.
You can't see her hand plate. That's on the premium. That's on the only fan.
Which she will definitely have by the end of the month, now that she's famous.
Whenever she gets fired from her marriage.
Yeah. That's the next step.
Wait, speaking of weird white people, don't we have some drops that we got?
Oh, yes. I want to send a huge thank you to top life guest fan Eric for... I don't know. When did we recently talk about the Hulk Hogan sex tape? I think we talked about it with Dan Ozzie, right?
Yeah, it was during Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Yes. And we were talking about it, and Eric went back to the episode and pulled some drops, which, bless your heart, Eric. Thank you for reminding us of a few things. So let me play some of these. Here we go.
Then you kind of see a shadow of his penis. Hulk Hogan well hung, I will say.
Look, I'm being honest. Next week,
that's going to be Juan Carlos, or whatever his name is.
Daddy.
Daddy Carlos.
I thought steroids make your dick shrivel up. What happened?
Oh, he hasn't
balls.
Been on
it.
It's the balls. And yeah, he hasn't been on the juice for a while.
I always heard it shrivels both of your junk.
No, I always heard the balls. I definitely
heard the balls for sure, but.
Why don't you try
drop.
It?
I heard them.
Wait, you want us to
try
it? See what happens to our balls?
I see, like, I wouldn't be able to do, like, the injections. I just can't do needles. Maybe I wouldn't.
Rob is an anti-vaxxer.
Like, do the working out necessary to make it worth anything.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Like, people have this
drugs and then eating potato chips.
Yeah, people have this misconception that you just take the drugs and then you balloon up. No, you still have to work out. It just gives you the energy to work out harder and be able to lift a little more.
You can swim more, Rob. Imagine that.
I'm not opposed.
Getting all pruny.
No, I see it. I'm too afraid to do it now because I don't want my body to build a dependency on it and then like get like saggy tits and all that. You know, when people hop off the testosterone. If people start testosterone replacement therapy too soon, it's too bad. It's too much. Then, like, the estrogen levels go up.
I don't work up to it.
Yeah, when I'm older, I'm saying in my late 40s, then you know that's what it's made for. Then I'll look like Daddy Carlos. I'll be Daddy Robin.
Oh no!
With my young 25-year-old not gold digger being like, "Who you kind of bitch? Bitch?
Who are you calling? Who are you calling a lib cunt? Fuck you, LeBron James."
Just in the comments on Metal Injection.
Listen, Filibante, you do not talk to my man like that. Zoltan Bathory,
His name is Pasbani, not Pasabini. Okay, Frankie? Sorry, I overreacted. I got a little heated. I love my husband. We're both Metal Injection fans. This is part of the whole thing.
This should be a new like character we create. We should create a fake social media account for Rob Pasbani's wife, and then anytime somebody talks shit about Metal Injection, that account just snaps into action.
Sure, I'm in.
Who do you think you are?
We'll be like, man, can you believe this guy? He's got his wife in the comment section. She's like, wait, he doesn't have a wife. What?
And his wife.
Rob, make this happen.
Right,
80,000 USD. Who do you think you are to ask my husband for that much money? It's just a fucking domain name.
Why don't you sit the fuck down, okay, GoDaddy?
I bet if we like gave Deuterino a break on the Patreon, he would do this for us. Just get old Deuterino on us.
All right, so let's play another drop.
Oh. I know you're sucking my dick, brother, but. Did you notice that my daughter's ringtone is on my phone, dude?
Wow.
I really like listening to this. It's like I want to go back and I want to listen to that whole segment because I totally forgot that we just start mimicking Hulk Hogan.
Is your sex tape like still available anywhere or no?
No, it's been completely scrubbed from the internet. That
so
was
we can't
whole
do
thing.
A meme hall of fame on it.
We cannot rewatch the minute of footage. No, we could go. We could re-listen to us watching it.
Yeah. All right, that's something.
That on like the QAnon forum.
Yeah, Rob.
Well, the thing is, though, even if it does exist on some torrent site or anything like that, if we were to publish it and word got back to Hulk Hogan or Peter Thiel, we could get sued.
C&D, that's all. What are they going to do? Take it down. Edit it out.
Did you not see what they did to Gawker?
Gawker.
They're going to make Rob disappear.
I guess Gawker refused to take it down. That's why it went so
far.
Okay. Well, here's a little more.
We're looking at Hulk Hogan's naked ass right now.
And then the piece de resistance, did I say that correct? The charcuterie of this all is a drop that I've repeated many times, but I guess I've misquoted it.
I just ate two of
He never says chicken parm. Like we,
I know the chicken parm was us.
Yes, ending.
I really thought like my mind retrofitted that, like the Berenstain Bears, you know, like Mandela effect.
Yeah.
I really thought he said chicken parm, and it was just us riffing on it.
That no longer exists in history. We get to write it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can say it was chicken parm.
But he did. I feel like a pig.
I mean, there's like an 85% chance that it was chicken parm that he
ate.
I can't tell you in the last however many years how much I've said that. I feel like a pig.
Hey, dude.
I mean, I've said it many times, but I say it specifically like Hulk Hogan said it.
Yes, you have to.
Feel parmesan.
I feel like a pig.
Mean Gene. Picturing him like cuddling, like after sex cuddling with Mean Gene, and Mean Gene turns to him like, "What do you think about that orgasm, Hulk Hogan? Come on in here, you know,
again.
Brother. Come on out of here, and then come on in here."
R.I.P. a legend.
Wait, Hogan or Mean Gene?
Mean Gene.
Oh, I thought
eventual
maybe you heard
Hogan,
something.
But not yet.
So maybe you heard something over the wire.
It's possible.
All right. We mentioned we were going to ask Noah her opinion on Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
See, these are old pictures. He sort of groomed it a little bit.
Also, some of them are memes, like that one with the giant caterpillars.
That's an old one, yeah.
What's the real unibrow? That doesn't bother me.
I guess he's
in L.A. now, so he's styling it.
Show him like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's fine. That like barely looks like a unibrow.
That's like more than 3 years ago. But
can't find it. But all right. It's a style.
I'm a fan of big, bushy eyebrows, but not like extremely big like that entertainment reporter from New York.
Oh, not George Whipple?
George Whipple, yeah.
These are normal eyebrows, but they just connect. They're normal size eyebrows.
You know what's funny about these? It looks like he manscapes the side of them.
Yes.
But he's proud of the uni.
He's definitely proud of it. He rolls with it.
He's doing it for all the kids out there that can't style their brows.
Why? Who can't style their brows? I mean, style. Okay, you can't go to a salon, but you can take a little fucking, like, you know, tweezers.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as a six-year-old. You're going to get made fun of. You're going to be like, hey.
Well, what six-year-old has that much body hair that they got?
I can name one.
I definitely had kids in my elementary school that had unibrows.
Yeah, one of them was named you.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Wait, you? Like you, Darvish?
Sure.
I definitely had a big, in high school, I had a big fear of having a unibrow because I saw like the hairs growing in. And one time I even like did a little razoring.
Razor, you cut yourself because you felt so ashamed?
No, I shaved it.
God. Oh,
he threw a toothpick
razor
body. That's called razoring. Hey, yo, you don't like my unibrow? You going down.
Gave his gym teacher the razor's edge. Got suspended.
Love it. Something happened to my grades. Something going to happen to you.
Right.
I don't climb the rope. in gym class.
Razor Rabba. Razor Rabba.
Hey,
Razor
yo.
Rabba.
Well, as we wind down, I wanted to take a moment to talk about our Spotify playlist. We, back in the day, in our first few hundred episodes, we would do a music break during the show, but we kind of want to avoid any copyright issues. But we still got requests from fans to do music breaks. So instead of putting it into the show, we're just creating a playlist on Spotify where each week one of us picks a song and we dump it in there. And for this week's episode, I picked Agalloch with Falling Snow. I was listening to this album, Ashes Against the Grain, yesterday. It's one of my favorite albums to listen to when it's like really cold out. So I really enjoy the track. I enjoy some old school Agalloch. That was my pick. Darren, what did you pick?
I picked Warren Zevon. The song is for my next trick, I'll Need a Volunteer, which is very good, like depression and self-pity mood music.
Are you depressed?
No. I just sometimes you have different types of music you want to hear. So that's if you're ever in that mood where you just want to just hear something very self-absorbed and like pensive, that's really good. He's a really good artist in general.
What does it have to do with Mike Pence?
That's a different word, like shin and hand plate and charcuterie. Mm-hmm. Warren Zevon, highly recommend picking him up. Not literally.
And Sid, what did you pick?
Well, yesterday, failed actor Dustin Diamond died.
Oh.
And in our Discord, as a joke, Jander said, R.I.P. a Screeching Weasel, because his character's name was Screech. And Screeching Weasel is a pop punk band. So I was like, oh, okay, there you go. That was mentioned in the Discord. I'll pick a Screeching Weasel song. And so that's what I did. R.I.P. Screech.
You don't really mean that.
Sure, why not?
Oh, why?
Like, I'm just disappointed that he died of cancer, not drugs. Like, that was very surprising to me.
Maybe he got cancer from doing all those drugs.
Yeah.
It's a warning to you kids.
I was wondering, like, I watched the first episode of that Saved by the Bell reboot, and he was, like, the only one not in there. I guess Lisa wasn't in there either, but I was like, what is Dustin Diamond doing that he's too good for this fucking reboot? And turns out, dying.
Chemo.
Yeah.
But the reboot wasn't, like, I went into it thinking it would be awful and just the worst, but it was slightly better than the worst. It was all right. It was self-aware enough where I was curious enough if I had Peacock Premium to watch the second episode, but I don't, so I didn't.
Was it like the Brady Bunch in that it was like an homage and also poking fun at it at the same time?
Exactly. It was kind of like a new generation, and then like the, you know, Slater's there as like the gym teacher, and he's trying to do like all the cool stuff, and they're like, "What are you doing, man? It's like, why do you sit with the chair backwards?" Like that was like one of the.
I might have been too old, I guess, when that aired, but it show sucks so much ass. Like I never enjoyed Saved by the Bell.
I was the perfect age for that show because I loved it. I was very, very much into it. I've seen every episode of every iteration of that show.
I think I enjoy it more now, like ironically or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It just seems like at the time I was like, this isn't funny. It's like stupid. It's like intentionally stupid, but not funny stupid.
Yeah. Like I could see that. Like once you develop a better sense of irony, the humor is completely terrible.
Yeah.
But like it was on TBS. It would be in reruns on TBS like 5 years ago. And I remember I watched, and I'm like, this is a joke. This is like, I watched the episode about where they brought in the big Hollywood actor to do an anti pot smoking ad. And then turns out he's a pothead. And like the whole message is like, oh, like, and Kelly was like in love with him and like, you don't want to get with him. He's a dope. Like, and at the time I remember this was such a big episode, but watching it now, like this whole thing is a fucking joke. This is ridiculous.
But what I don't get is like, I mean, I don't give this show credit for being self-aware or like knowingly doing bad. I think they thought they were writing this hilarious show.
Oh, that, sorry. I wasn't saying I know. Self-aware. I'm saying like once I developed a better sense of comedy, it was like, oh, this is the most basic humor. But
at, for like 12-year-olds.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Time capsule. It's just like the way that the world was back then.
Yeah, exactly. I think you have to have been of a certain age to enjoy it. And then all of those people of a certain age are now in their late 30s, like myself. So that's the thing I don't like. Why would a young kid watch the new Saved by the Bell? Like, why do they care? You know? Like, who is that for? Who is that show for?
You.
But it's not. It's written like a teen show. It's not written for me. It's not like... It's weird.
I'm just running out of ideas.
Yeah. They'll just like
to do something.
But Rob, you're like a sort of like you do media criticism for a living in a way, you know.
Yeah.
You're sort of knee deep in this shit. And like most people, I feel like they just, hey, I remember that show, and they just consume it and enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like they're not thinking about it that critically. And that's who it's for.
I guess I'm a regular old Fran Lebowitz.
What does she have to do with this?
She's very critical of things.
I guess. That would be the first critic that popped in my head.
She's just been rummaging
Netflix,
in my head because of that Netflix
series,
Pretend It's a City. Yeah. It's How like a six
that?
Episode series. It's her talking to Marty Scorsese for 3 hours. And it's fucking amazing. I cannot recommend it enough. She is the biggest curmudgeon. She makes Sid look like the most positive person in the world.
Yeah, she's like definitely an icon, a hero.
Yeah, and ever since I watched it, I've just deep dove into like any interview I could find with her or like watch like a bunch of her talks or whatever. And she's a fun person to listen to. Like, I agree with, I want to say like 95% of her takes. It's kind of like a very Larry David-esque kind of character.
The last thing I remember her doing was like taking a big old shit on Bernie Sanders.
Well, like I said, I agree with 95% of things. Yeah. The only thing that I read that I'm like, I don't even, like, what? Like, she fucking hates Bernie Sanders.
Well, she probably went to school with him and he'd like pulled her pigtails or something.
No, I think it was because she was a big Hillary supporter and like she just didn't like that he stayed in the race and she's resented him ever since because like I read this GQ interview with her like a week or two ago promoting the new show. And basically like all of her political stances are very much his political stances. Like she agrees with everything, socialized medicine, with like giving people money for COVID. It's just, she just can't stand him. She thinks he's a narcissist. But if you look past that, what's that?
They probably fuck.
Oh, they told
me. She's a lesbian.
Well, now you know why.
So anyway, my pick for this week.
Oh, sorry. We got totally off topic with that. Yeah. No. What was your
Fran Lebowitz? No.
the band He Is Legend.
Yeah.
And off the album It Hates You, which is a really great album that I enjoy listening to. And the song is called Mean Shadow.
Excellent. How did you start? Were you just, did it come back up in your shuffle this week?
It's a band that I listened to and I hadn't listened to it for a while and I just kind of like needed, you know, just to go back to like, I've been trying to go back to listen to bands that I haven't listened to in a while that I remember like really enjoying and listening to a lot. And, you know, you just go through periods where you just kind of like listen to like the same thing over and over again. And it just, I don't know, it just reminds me of a certain time period.
Yeah, I love that. I love going back and revisiting albums that, I was obsessed with at a certain time and then stopped listening to just because I got sick of it. And then, you know, you forget about it and you go back and you're like, oh yeah, I love this album.
Right. And it's a really great band. I recommend it.
So that's our Spotify playlist. You can just search Metal Injection Livecast Mixtape on Spotify.
Music Break.
Sorry, Metal Injection Livecast Music Break on Spotify, or go to our episode page on the website and we have the playlist embedded. And I think that's going to do it for our show. The only thing left is we want to mention our top Livecast fans of the week. Every week at the end of the show, we give a shout out to our top Livecast fans. If you want to be a top Livecast fan, all we ask is that you donate $10 a month at our Patreon to be the fan. And you get access to all the $5 perks, the bonus episodes, the video versions of our, as well as a little shout ski right at the end of the show, and I'm going to do it as courtside Karen. That's my thing. Okay, listen, Eric. How dare you talk to Rabbi Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin, about Benjamin and El Duderino like that? I talked to Dan R., and Mindy Mayer's Kippa will not stand for it, okay, Croc Destroyer? And listen up, Sam, I am, I is. Jander and Chasseur Sistusits, who do you think you are? I love LaCroix, and I love the crustacean sensation, a.k.a. God Stomper. And when you say a bad word about Ash Vasilov, you will hear from me and Dallas and Rabba Vampiro. And listen up, Shane, and Hugo likes tacos. Like, what is that? Who likes tacos? And I went to Lando Danks, and don't talk to me, Perilous Patches. And listen, Douglas, who are you, Levison?
Very nice.
You are too good at that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very good at being a Karen. It's just I never do it because I'm an introvert. But on the inside.
What?
On the inside, I'm Karening every day. So that's our show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And we'll be back next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Hopefully you'll be here as well. Any final thoughts?
Take it easy. A list for life.
Okay, that was great.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot.
That was a winner.
Did we even talk about metal? Did we say any, just the Wayne's World thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It was good. Like, I like when we talk about, like, silly topics also.
Yeah. So what do we, what are clips?
I guess maybe one of the Wayne's World, something from the Wayne's World thing.
Rob, not the Rob and Chuck Shootery.
Oh, now you don't pronounce it correctly.
I didn't say I knew. I didn't make fun of you for that word.
Was there anything
first
else?
Courtside Karen?
What was the first one?
Wayne's World?
Wayne's World.
What's like a clip from the Courtside Karen thing that we could we're being kind of cruel to her. I don't know. I don't want that. That's a little weird out of context.
Putting it out to more people in the show than on social media, you know that, right?
Yeah.
But it's fine in the show. I think it's safe. I don't know.
What did we talk about in the beginning?
Stocks.
Was there anything? I feel like there was like something in the beginning that was like a really funny moment.
Rob not knowing what a shin was.
I mean, that was really good. Again, like I'm a proponent of making the clips shorter than long, or like just like mixing it up. So even if it's like a bit like a zing like that, I think
sure.
That's fine.
Fine with that, yeah.
All right.
Clip.
Okay.
And I guess, Noah, you let us know when you're ready to schedule the mid-month thing and we could figure that out.
Yeah, just let us know.
Do you have a day for next weekend or like time?
I'm open to whatever.
Yeah. It's only like 30 minutes we'll be recording, so.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Whatever.
Heavy Metal Parking Lot?
Is that on Amazon? Okay.
Just to watch along. The whole thing is only a 17-minute runtime, so.
Oh, I did. Okay, a watch along. Okay, cool.
What about Partners? Was that rejected?
What was that again?
Partners is the shitty movie about cops, a crime drama that's shot in Brooklyn and takes place in Brooklyn.
And is that a discussion or a watch along?
Definite watch along. Nonstop things to make fun of.
It just depends how much time we have for this. I figure if Noah's on a time crunch, then
no, it's not that I'm on a time crunch. I just don't know.
Even have to do that one now. I just want to know if it's in the rotation.
Oh, sure. Oh, no,
I think
sure.
I would rather do that one than the parking lot because we just did like the metal documentary thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Get Thrashed.
Okay, sure.
So just
I'm fine. Where is that? Is that streaming somewhere?
It's on Tubi.
Okay.
I mean, I just have to look at my schedule.
The link is in the email, by the way, when I first suggested it. Or it might be in, you can still search that. I think
we'll find it.
Hangouts. You all know how to search Hangouts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay. Oh. In
Gmail.
In colon chat and then the thing you want to search, and it'll only search Hangouts.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
So much today. Stocks, Hangout searches. Like a new man. How to pronounce charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Okay, Rob, can you send the audio as soon as you can?
Yep.
I want to go wait train.
All right. Nice.
You going to wait for a train?
Hell no.
Me go wait train.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.